Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome, everybody. It's your boy, Kendrick Perkins. And right now, you are looking at the Crypto.com Arena, home of the 17-time NBA champion Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron's ready. AD is ready. Ready to send the Wolves home packing. We're talking about luggage is packed. Carry on. Check-in luggage, all ready to go because they are going home.
No more time to work on your perk impression. I know Richard said that you can be late. You can't actually be late. The show's about to start, my friend. We got to go. Carry on later.
Let's start the show.
So, here's what we got. 10 teams instead of 8. Less ain't better. More is. 7 plays 8 for the 7th seed in each conference. 9 plays 10, and the winner of that game plays the loser of the 7-8 game for the 8th seed in each conference. Got it? It all makes sense, right? Simple math. Just numbers.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express. I'm Malika Andrews, and I hope that you guys woke up as excited as I am, because we have two excellent play-in games today. So pour yourself that extra cup of coffee, stay pumped, and thank goodness Richard Jefferson is here to help break all of this down. And we're going to start with the Lakers. We also have the Hawks and the Heat today, and then in the second game, we have the Lakers and the Timberwolves. But Richard, the last time we saw LeBron James, he literally crowned himself after dropping 36 points. What did he prove to you in that game?
Well, this is the thing. I don't think he proved anything. I think there's been questions this last year. Can he helm a championship team still? We saw the way their first 40, 50 games went, but ultimately the way they finished strong lets us know that LeBron is right there, especially if he's got an AD playing that way.
But here's the deal. The key matchup that you're watching, it might not even actually involve LeBron James tonight. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at AD. That's what I'm looking at. That's what I'm looking at, how AD is going to play. And we got a don't stat me for you. That's what we have later. It's going to be amazing because we're going to really
get. Ooh, we got a don't stat me. Let's get into it, sir, because we know that LeBron James is going to be key to what happens tonight. But really, Anthony Davis, like you mentioned, let's see it.
Anthony Davis has been on everyone's list when you're talking about the 5 most important players in the postseason. Mm. And look at this. In his two games versus the Timberwolves, he's shooting 50% for 38 points. That is his highest versus any team, minimum of 2 games, right? This look good. It's not bad. But this is the problem. That's against Rudy Gobert, and Rudy Gobert ain't playing. It's about time that I blow your minds. 37.7 field goal percentage against Karl Anthony Towns. You're like, wait, Karl Anthony Towns isn't a great defender? Well, when he sees his Kentucky number one pick brother right there, he becomes an elite defender. Roll the tape. This is what Karl Anthony Towns does, right? He's got the size and quickness to actually match up against Anthony Davis. I don't know if he's got the athleticism, but he makes him take very difficult shots. 37%. That is his worst. And this is not a 2-game sample. This is a 5-year sample, 37%. Now he forces them into difficult shots. Watch this. Watch this. This is what I want to know. This is what I want to know about Anthony Davis. Mm. In this game, can he not shoot 37%? If he shoots closer to the Rudy Gobert numbers, Lakers are going to win. If he shoots 37% and Karl Anthony Towns gets going, it's going to be a problem. Lakers are going to be battling in that 8 spot.
Mm. Well, we know that this is a very different Lakers team than we saw even in February, because we know that at that time, right before the All-Star break, they were 5 games under 500. But since then, look what they've done. They've gone 16-7. That is the second best record in the NBA in that span, behind who? Yeah, the number one seeded Milwaukee Bucks. And we know Richard Jefferson, he knows a little something about winning alongside LeBron James, but so does Danny Green. Danny, you were on that 2020 team in the bubble that won it all. And I know Anthony Davis said he sees some similarities here between that team and the team, this Lakers team now. Do you?
A little bit. They have some depth now more than they did before the trade deadline. I think the X factors for them are Vando, Malik Beasley coming off the bench, be able to shoot, and of course D'Lo, who can play at an all-star level. So those three guys are X factors for them. Like, I know they can be. They can be a really good contender in the West. Austin Reeves has been playing at a high level. Obviously, LeBron has been still doing it at his age. And Anthony Davis, if he's doing his 35 to 40 points a night, they're going to be a serious problem to deal with in the West.
Ooh, a serious problem to deal with in the West. Well, it all gets started tonight in this play-in game. Thank you, Danny. Please do not go too far. So that is the Lakers side of things thus far. But the Timberwolves, they spoke at practice just a couple of minutes ago. Let's hear from Mike Conley and Kyle Anderson.
I feel like people are acting like they've never seen it before. We're grown men. We're able to put it behind us, and we both want to win. And, we spoke about it that night, and just seeing how everything's playing out is kind of lame, honestly. Like, we're teammates at the end of the day. I don't want it to be like a Kyle versus Rudy thing. That's never the case. I always got my teammates back, and, we moved on.
When everybody sees it, when it's out in the open, then it becomes, a whirlwind for everybody to just make up whatever they want to make up. Say what they think happened. Oh, they've, these guys hate each other. They've always, no, like, it's none of that. Like, it's literally a moment in time, and we passed through that moment, and we're moving on.
It's unfortunate with Jaden's situation. We're going to miss him, but, we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. The next guy, we got to be ready to go and, try to do what he does.
So, Richard, these are the most in-depth comments we've heard from the Timberwolves since Rudy Gobert's suspension. What do you make of what you heard?
Well, I think it's true. Like, again, we talked about it, like the Draymond situation earlier in the year. These type of tussles happen with players all the time. Mm-hmm. Great players. We saw it in The Last Dance. Michael Jordan talking about the fights and the different things. These things happen. You don't want it to spill over onto the court. You don't want it to happen in that moment. And I stand by it. This team has been in the playoffs for a month, and they've been battling every single game. Everything matters. Emotional, the emotional intensity that's going on right now is extremely high. So I get what they did. I understand why the Timberwolves did it. They did what they were supposed to. They got two games to win one. Mm-hmm. So they're just going to – this is a culture-building moment.
What do you expect, though, when we look at tonight's game? How do you make up for that type of loss? Because it isn't just Rudy Gobert. Jaden McDaniels, we talked about it on yesterday's show, may even defensively be just as big, if not a bigger loss for them.
Well, we're not even counting Naz Reid.
Right.
Naz Reid, who is also out. He's a restricted free agent this summer. So it's like they're missing Naz Reid. They're missing Rudy Gobert. They're missing Jaden McDaniels. And this is what scares me about it, is that all of a sudden you don't want the Lakers to kind of take their foot off the gas pedal. You don't want, an epic game. You don't want an epic game from Karl Anthony Towns. You don't want Ant Edwards to get going. So it's like, for me, it's like, yes, they are hurt. But you know what's really scary? It's a hurt dog in a corner.
Well, and it's been interesting to watch the Lakers even over the last couple of games. When you see them in their final game against the Jazz, they came into that game humming. They, more so than a lot of other teams, they play up to their competition, and sometimes they've been guilty of playing down to that competition as well.
Well, I wouldn't even say guilty of playing down to the competition. They just weren't very good. So they were going to lose to some teams that they probably should have, and they were going to beat some teams that they probably shouldn't have. Don't forget that this team started off 2-12, so they weren't a very good team. So even then, maybe everyone gets up for good games. Everyone gets up for big teams. The great teams, the good teams, they are consistent throughout, and the Lakers have not been consistent. So when I look at this, the thing that makes me so fearful is that the Minnesota Timberwolves are a little banged up. And we saw on Don't Stat Me, when Rudy Gobert guards Anthony Davis, Anthony Davis plays well. And that's a rare matchup because Rudy Gobert is one of the best defenders. Karl Anthony Towns, that's a five-year sample, 37% when he plays against Anthony Davis. That, to me, says that this is a matchup that we're going to have to really pay attention to in this game.
Let's bring Danny Green back into the conversation. Jalen Rose also beaming in here from Detroit. Jalen, my friend, I'm going to start with you. Today is the day. The Lakers need to win. The Timberwolves need to win, although they get two games to win one. Who you got?
Lakers by double digits. The basketball gods just opened up the heavens and shined down on Los Angeles. Here's a team, as RJ just mentioned, struggled earlier in the season to find its identity, changed its roster. And I want to give Darvin Ham, the head coach, a lot of credit for navigating new players on the team. Now you have D'Lo, now you have Vanderbilt, now you have Austin Reeves coming in off the bench playing quality minutes. They built out depth with that team to go with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Plus they get to play at home, plus they get to play for a 7 seed against a team, no Gobert, no Naz Reid, no Jaden McDaniels. You secure the 7 seed, now you get a chance to play against Memphis, no Steven Adams. No Brandon Clark is really opening up the heavens for the Los Angeles Lakers to advance in the playoffs.
All right, Danny, since you're playing in the East, I am going to have you pick this one out in the West. Who you got tonight?
I do like the Lakers as well. I do think that Minnesota is going to be a closer game than double digits. I don't agree with Jalen on that one. A wounded animal is not something, it's a dangerous one to play against. Even though Lakers have been a wounded animal for the last 2 years, and I do think that they've been playing playoff basketball for the last month or two,
right,
and they're prepared for it. So I think I give them the edge by about 6 points or so.
Oh, okay, a little 6-point bump. This is my thing right now. This is why this game for the Lakers, to me, hinges on their entire playoff success. If they can win game seven, or if they can win this game, they get multiple days of rest. Multiple days of rest and
so
prep.
Important.
If they lose that game and you got a LeBron James who came back early from injury, you have a lot of guys that are playing more minutes than they're used to. So if you get this win, you can get rest for 3 or 4 more days, and that's versus having to play in the eight game, and then all of a sudden you have 2 days of rest before you have to go and play against a
right.
Denver team. So this stretch right here, this is maybe the most important game of the Lakers have played in 2 years, 2.5 years.
And so you're picking?
Oh, the Lakers.
Okay. I'm picking the Lakers,
too.
I think they're 8.5-point favorites, something to that tune. I would not be surprised to see the Timberwolves get into this, by the way, but I think the Lakers, they are going to take it tonight. Richard, if we're making picks, who has better hair, Danny or Jalen?
Oh, they got the same haircut,
it's
bro. Like, how
Jalen.
Is that? Y'all have the
barber.
Same barber? Who is the barber?
Jalen's got a better. He's got
mine
the
is blind.
He's definitely got a better cut than me.
We have a lot more to get into on our show.
I'm just taking off the sides.
With these play-in games still to come, we are going to head over to the Eastern Conference matchup. And you need to hear what Jimmy Butler had
to
say about the Heat being counted out. And I also heard, Richard, that it's not just the two of us in studio today. We have a very special guest who is joining us. Lil Rel Howery is in the building. He will be with us on the other side of this break. Hello, my friend.
Hurt shrunk. He got smaller.
What's up?
Yeah. It's good to see you.
Let's go.
NBA Today is presented by American Express. Don't live life without it.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What if I relocate?
State Farm's there to help.
What if a fan gets relocated?
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And actually, before we go, some news just in. You've been traded from the Bulls to the Knicks. How does that feel?
Who been traded? I'm a fan. Don't call my agent. This is blasphemy. What did they trade me for? Like a couple first rounders? Somebody named Larry. Can you find a famous fan? Who is Larry?
At State Farm, we're there for your what ifs.
I love it so much, and we're so lucky. How fun is this? You're the star of so many movies. I legitimately can't even count. Get Up might be my favorite, but Free Guy, Judas and the Black Messiah, Uncle Drew, Space Jam, A New Legacy. Also, you have a hit stand-up right now streaming on HBO. Y'all thinking it? I said it. Y'all thinking it?
Y'all thinking it.
Lil Rel Howery's in the building.
Welcome to the building.
I'm so excited. The play-in starts tonight.
He gets to add NBA Today analyst to that long, long resume that he's already got.
Well, you guys
going
gave
on.
It to Perk, so anybody can do it at this point in time. Anybody.
Wow.
It's the truth. Anybody can do it, right?
Well,
Yeah.
First of all, I watch the show every day, so I'm happy to be here.
Oh,
it's funny actually seeing your chest out. I didn't know if they were CGI in it.
No, that's not CGI. No, that's pure love. This
Please.
Fabric is a little bit softer, so I can't go 3 buttons down. So I just give them 2. Just give them 2 for the people.
And with that, you're rocking the Chicago Bulls gear, represented. You haven't been traded quite yet. But when was the moment for you that you became a Bulls fan?
Wow, that's a great question. I really believe in 1984 when Michael Jordan came. I used to have a poster on my wall that had Michael Jordan, Andre Dawson, and Walter Payton in tuxedos.
Andre Dawson.
It was a poster, yeah.
Okay, I got a question for you. You got one shot for your life. Steve Kerr, Craig Hodges, or Paxson? Which one of those 3?
Paxson.
Paxson!
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Okay. What about this?
Okay.
Do you have more Jordans or do you have more Bulls jerseys?
I got way more Jordans.
Yeah,
I have like a whole... Yeah, I have a ridiculous amount of shoes.
You got a whole wall of shoes? It looks something like this.
It. Oh, wow.
Oh, my. Richard, do you have that many?
No, I don't have that many shoes. You know how size my shoes are? Those look like they're size 10s. They can fit their 15s. They become a little bit more cumbersome trying to keep them on the walls. Like, see, for every one, there's 2. That's the problem.
I wear every pair of these shoes, too, actually, which is crazy.
Okay,
every
what's the most expensive pair. One?
By mistake, I bought an $8,000 shoe.
How you by mistake buy something that's $8,000?
Because I was buying a bunch of shoes, and I thought they were just kind of charging me a lot for all the shoes. And then my daughter's like, no, Dad, you bought a...
Are they the nicest, most comfortable?
I didn't put them on. Oh. I'm not touching them. I bought one of those spinning things. I'm going to put the shoe...
And just have it rotate?
Rotate.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay.
What about this? Would you rather sign a 10-day with the Bulls or win an Oscar?
Ooh. Dang.
Answer carefully.
Very carefully.
Win an Oscar, I guess, because...
He said, I guess. I guess.
Because I ain't really that good.
Okay, it's a supporting actor.
Well, I say this. If you ask me if I was able to sign a 10-day to be an assistant coach or win an Oscar, I'll coach.
Well, now, we talking about player. Practice, buses, parties.
I said I'll coach.
I was talking about what
I'm 43 years old. I said I'll coach.
We are 43.
Maybe cool. He's saying he's going to coach.
Yeah, I know I look good. I know.
Maybe he's saying he's going to coach because there is a piece of video. What exactly happened
Come on,
here?
Y'all, I keep showing
What happened here?
Look, the floor got extra grip. NBA floors are really grippy. Why, yeah.
We call that, that's a sniper. That's what it's called, right? Out of nowhere, someone got him.
I thought it was called a slip and slide.
No, we don't.
Look how messy
you know, that is.
Did Stephen A keep you in the game after this?
Stephen A is one of the meanest coaches. He didn't even speak to none of us. He just left. He went straight to the airport. He literally went straight to the airport after the game.
That's not the worst highlight. That's not the worst highlight. It's fine.
All right. We got 2 games tonight. We have the Hawks and the Heat. We have the Lakers and the Timberwolves. Who you got in each? What are you watching for?
I like the Heat over the Hawks. Now, the Heat is my East pick, actually.
Mm.
I think if they get this, this 7th seed.
Okay. That's your East pick. Hold on to your West pick because I do want to do some predictions at the very end of the show. Just tonight, Lakers-Timberwolves, who you got?
I got the Lakers. It's one of those scary things. It's like I'm trying to see how old the Lakers are.
They're very old.
Yeah,
they're gray beard, you and me old.
They should win this game, but at the same time, Minnesota's really young and they're hungry. And Rudy Gobert's not playing. That's a problem, I think. But Anthony Davis always kill him, so I don't know. I got the Lakers, but Minnesota might come. Anthony Edwards might show up tonight.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just glad he learned some information on Don't Stat Me that, you know.
We all learn something every time.
I do it for the people because I love them. I do it all because I love y'all. I want to help guys like Lil Rel, Malika. I sit here and just try and give as much information to you as possible.
I already knew that.
You're such a good person.
Thank
I'm
you.
So glad that I get to spend my days with you every single day. And that Lil Rel gets to witness it.
Aren't you astounded by my level of professionalism? Like, you were like, I thought it's just a stick.
Well, no. See, Richard just walked. I was walking, minding my business, and he just yelled at me across the office while people was working. Like, it was people typing, and they on phone call. He's like, hey! I'm like, that's not professional.
That sounds about right.
Are you wearing a wire? Why are you snitching? Why are you snitching on me right now, bro? Like, you got a chance to big up his brother? Okay, that's fine.
So, Lil Rel, on this show, as Richard knows very well, we do a recurring segment. It's called Big Perks big list of big men.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that we can put a little bit of a spin on it.
Yeah.
And do Lil Rel's little list of little dudes.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Let's do it.
Let's go to the big board.
All right, let's go. You go stand next to Malika so people don't see the height differential. All right, come on.
Yeah.
They don't care.
All right, we're going to start here at number 5 of your list of little dudes. Who you got?
Number 5 is Mark Price. Mark Price.
Mark Price.
As a Bulls fan, this dude gave us hell. You know what I mean? He's one of those underrated point guards of all time. He can shoot the three. He can pass the ball. He can go to the bucket. That Cleveland team, I feel bad for y'all because we had the great Bulls, and unfortunately, they couldn't get past it.
Yeah, Brad Daugherty, Craig Elo. They were
Larry Nance.
God, this man's basketball knowledge. Okay, Rel.
That's number 5. The number 4 is?
Number 4 is Damon Stoudamire.
Oh.
First of all.
Florida Tech's finest.
Do y'all remember?
No. This is Arizona's finest.
This is
Georgia Tech.
I had to take
it. I know. Don't do
Damon
that.
Damon Stoudamire, left hand, got the handles, the drill. He's the first. People don't remember this. NBA Live 96. They added a crossover. You had Damon Stoudamire. He was crossing people. So Damon Stoudamire, number 4, one of the best ever play.
I love Rookie of the Year. They said, they added a crossover on 96. The game is different. Game was changed.
Number 3.
Tim Hardaway, Chicago.
Number 3.
Tim Hardaway, the killer crossover. He invented that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had a lot of people on that. If it was about the oohs and ahs, watch it. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. There was nothing you can do about that move.
Nothing.
Boom, boom. Ah. I'm still mad that little Tim Hardaway Jr. don't got it. Like, that would have been the one. My son, this is how we pass it down.
I don't know why he don't have a killer crossover.
I was like, son, we passing this down. This is the family move. You're going to learn it.
Number two.
Allen Iverson.
Mm. Oh.
Number 2.
Answer.
AI. One of the greatest to play the game, man. This dude. Everybody knows my favorite play of all time is 96, actually, and when he crossed Michael Jordan up on the top of the key. Mm. As a Bulls fan and an Iverson fan, I mean, me and my brothers going crazy in the career. We was like, Mike just got the step over.
Now, y'all not going to disrespect my guy, T. Lou. Y'all not going to disrespect
T. Lou. Yeah, Ty Lou get braids and everything. Just because you have braids, I mean, you can go.
We didn't do the close-up. It wasn't like Kirk wore the shirt. All right, drum roll, please. Number one.
Muggsy Bogues.
The littlest guy to ever do it.
The greatest little guy to play the game, man. Like, his story is amazing. I was just watching his documentary.
Mm.
His story is amazing, man. Mm-hmm. Like, Muggsy is one of the classiest, one of the hardest working point guards in the game. And look, man,
look at him. The ball bigger than him.
Oh, it's
Muggsy, nothing but respect, OG. I heard he used to have a list of all the players. Look at him! and people don't. Muggsy was a first round pick. Like, Muggsy was that dude.
Yeah, and he was what? 5'3"
standing straight up.
And that's the thing about it. You know, I think they lie about your height. So I think he's probably 5'1".
Well, I'm 6'7".
I don't think so.
Okay, that's fair.
Do you like his list, Rich?
What?
Any issues? Any qualms? I know if it's Perk's list, you would.
But. Oh, yeah. Well, Perk don't know what he's doing. This list right here is beautiful. Got some love to my Arizona guy. Got some love to the OG. AI, best small that we have seen. Like, I love it.
No notes. Not bad. That means we're going to keep you around for another segment. Still ahead on NBA Today, we're going to talk about the Hawks. We are going to talk about the Heat. Tonight, it goes down in South Beach. But does Jimmy Butler bring the fire? Or is Trae Young going to bring the ice? Nick Friedell, he joins us live to preview that star-studded matchup. Do you like that?
I like it. That was good.
Speaking of the postseason, we also have a very special edition at Top of the Top. The best moments from the play-in tournament. See what made the cut. And which player is the most playoff under the most playoff pressure? Wait. Perk debates Lil Perk. Did I just say that correctly? We have some imperksonations coming up after the break.
Who's ever doing these puns, man? They get an A+, man.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play.
And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I want it right now. If you got it, then I'm coming sooner than later to take it. Underdog turn favorite. The whole crowd going crazy. I put my heart in this shit. All it took was some time and a little bit of patience. I need a standing ovation. They know I'm him, don't be talking like I'm one of them. Jump out the form, my arm out the window, my arm in the rim. I came here to win.
The play-in tournament, it starts tonight, kicking off at 7:30 Eastern when the 7th-seeded Heat hosts the 8th-seeded Hawks. So let's dive into the matchup just a little bit further. Miami won 3 of the 4 meetings this season, but all 4 games, they were close. They were decided by 8 points or fewer. The Heat, they have actually won 7 straight home games against the Atlanta Hawks. And these teams, they are no strangers. They met in the first round of last year's playoffs, which the Heat won in 5 games, remember. The Hawks, they had to win 2 play-in games to get into that as the 8th seed. But this is a tough matchup for Trae Young. He's averaged 20 points per game in his career against the Heat, including the playoffs. That's his fewest against any opponent. So for more, we go down to South Beach, where our reporter Nick Friedel is covering tonight's game in Miami. So, Nick, what exactly is the mood around this Heat team heading into tonight's matchup?
Malika, they are feeling great. I thought Tyler Herro put it perfectly a couple hours ago when I talked to him at Shootaround. He said, we know this is Jimmy's time. And with the way he's played in the playoffs and with the way he's played specifically since the All-Star break, this is a group that expects him to come out tonight and dominate. Now, when you talk to Jimmy, it's kind of laughable because he sits there and says, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal or a difference being the underdog. You guys didn't pick us last year. Didn't mean a damn to me. You're not picking us this year. Didn't mean a damn. And you're not going to pick us in 10 years. And it still doesn't mean a damn. Malika, he cares. Mm. I've covered this guy since he came into the league. He lives for these moments. He knows what's at stake. And I'd add this caveat as well. 5 years ago to the day, Jimmy Butler was playing for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yep.
They played the Denver Nuggets in what was a play-in game to get to the playoffs before the play-in tournament. He knows all about this pressure. He had 31 points in that game. He delivered them in overtime and continued to make big plays. These are the moments this guy lives for, and these are the moments that he will take advantage of with a team that knows that he's going to be at his best.
Well, and you just saw it on your screen a couple of minutes ago. In the regular season, Jimmy Butler, 21-6-5. In the playoffs last season, 27-7-5. So we see those numbers go up. He knows when the time is to turn it on. Nick Friedel, thank you so much. Enjoy tonight's game. I want to bring Richard Jefferson, Jalen Rose, Danny Green back into the conversation. Danny, you played against both the Heat and the Hawks this year. So in your eyes, what's going to be that key matchup that's going to decide the winner?
Well, we all know Jimmy is a different guy in the playoffs. I think the Hawks are predicting that as well. It is a pain in the ass to prepare for. But I think the guys to watch tonight are Bam and Kyle Lowry. I think those are the guys going to be the difference makers in Miami's success if they do win the game tonight. For Atlanta, I'm going to have to go with John Collins. Everybody knows what Trae Young can do. Everybody knows what DeJounte Murray can do. Capella is going to protect the rim. But if John Collins comes tonight and plays the way he should, he's going to be the edge for Atlanta. If he comes to play tonight and prepared for a playoffs like he's done in the past. So those are the X factors for me for both sides. So I like Miami in this one because we know how Jimmy is, but I also like Bam and Kalo being the difference makers for Miami. Mm.
Okay, so this is my Jimmy Butler story. I was playing for the Denver Nuggets in that Minnesota Timberwolves game, that 82nd game. And so I'm like, okay, this could be the last game of the season or we could be going to the postseason. So I go over to Jimmy and before the game, and I'm like, Jimmy, you know these games ain't for everybody. And he looked at me and he's like, I'm everybody. And I was like, okay, well, our season's over. So I believe in Jimmy Butler. He went out there and got 31 in overtime, did what he had to do. So I've seen it with my own eyes, what Jimmy Butler can do in these moments. We're not even talking about postseason. That was to get his team to the postseason. So I am a Jimmy Butler believer. I'm not betting against him.
No, I mean, in the finals, it's the image of him just leaning over the stanchion, playing every second, willing his team to push the Lakers as far as they possibly could. That's when I think of Jimmy Butler. And it was interesting to hear Eric Spoelstra talk about this because he said, Look, the Miami Heat is a franchise. We've had a lot of different challenges. At some point, you can kind of get bored when you're looking at these types of things. But we've never had a challenge like the play-in tournament. So it's going to be interesting to see this particular group of guys come together. Danny, it sounded like you might be rolling with Miami, but since you are going to have to play one of these teams or may have to later in the postseason, I won't make you predict a winner. But Jalen, Richard, I have no problem putting you on the spot. Jalen, who you got tonight?
The Miami Heat, and you guys mentioned how Jimmy Butler basically gets up for the postseason. Eric Spoelstra nurtures his roster to get them ready for this time of year also. And you guys know there are a lot of coaches that coach for the regular season. He coaches all season for the playoffs. And Bam Adebayo in particular has to be a difference maker, because Bam's versatility, not only playing facing the basket, but his ball handling ability to get to the paint and knock down that little 12 to 15 foot shot, as well as finishing at the hoop, I think is gonna be a difference maker. And also Tyler Hero. We know he's a guy that can come out and knock down multiple threes, get his own shot off the dribble, and make plays for himself and for his teammates. So for Miami, I feel like this is a golden opportunity playing against the Hawks. So therefore, I think they're gonna take advantage.
Okay, you guys ready for this high-level analysis? I think Miami's going to win because I want to go to Miami. Just manifesting it. That's it. Basketball, I want to go to Miami.
Get the lack of buttons ready. I'm going with the Miami Heat tonight, despite Richard wanting to go to Miami. It is the third ever play-in tournament tonight, so still to come. We're going to relive the best moments from the past two.
More Richard NBA got the today. Same haircut as half the population.
Oh, come on now.
We got to get your sunscreen ready.
This is unnecessary.
They don't want you to peel.
You're watching NBA Today, presented by American Express.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
One game to determine whether or not your playoffs will continue.
I've always been confident once we got to the playoffs, we can compete with anyone.
2,000 years long, we will never settle. Hard days, no way, with a heavy metal. Like a torch to a flame when it burns high. We won't stop. Come on,
Zach Levine.
Game. Bang. Well, talk to the left.
This got a game 7 feel.
Let's go.
It all goes down tonight. The play-in tournament begins. And these games, they're a little bit weird, Richard. They fall into this kind of crazy statistical category, but they have massive importance, but they aren't technically a part of the regular season or the playoffs.
It's not technically. It's not the postseason. Play-in is not postseason.
Well, so we need to take a look at some of the best plays of the play-in. This is early in his career. Ja Morant, Mr. Play-in.
Yeah, he got more bounce now than he did then, which is scary. Ja Morant, he's that dude. We know it. I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to do against the Lakers in round one.
Oh, those Warriors jerseys are clean, though. I love the Oakland ones. Well, and then we go to 2021 here. Jason Tatum, he has the single-game play-in scoring record. Jaylen Brown, he was out with an injury. Tatum, he dropped 50 in a win against the Wizards. This is why we need to pay homage. None of this counts in the statistical NBA database universe.
It counts somewhere. We're creating a new catalog for it. Soon it'll be the midseason tournament. We're creating a catalog. History starts now, people.
Well, for LeBron James, These are some excellent, wild shots that he's made in the play-in tournament. Remember when he said he couldn't see out of one eye and was just aiming for the rim?
Yeah, go get LASIK. Oh, watch this. And then he tells Steph, look, I couldn't even see. That's a big shot. Lakers to send the Warriors down. Look, I can't even see, bro.
Yeah, the Warriors, they were eliminated from
that was a foul on
play-in
Steph
tournament that year. And then, you know, if we're talking about the play-in, we need who could remember this? I mean, who could forget this?
This was I get emotional just thinking about this. Look at
Patrick
that. Look at the
Beverly.
Hype. Pat, I love it, Pat. People that have never committed their lives
incredible.
To something they don't know.
This was incredible. Jumping up onto the table. Excellent. So this is tomorrow night's play-in tournament games on ESPN and the app. 7 Eastern, the Raptors host the Bulls. And then we have the West 9-10 game, the Thunder and the Pelicans. We are going to hear from Zion Williamson, fresh sound, a little bit later in the show. Coverage begins with NBA Countdown at 6:30 Eastern. Who is that?
Ooh.
Is that Lil Perkins?
Lil Perk?
That's Lil Perk?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, the biggest debate between Lil Perk and Big Perk coming up next on NBA Today.
Love it.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, you never know what will happen when you watch the NBA in Stephen A's world. You might see something that leaves me flabbergasted. Maybe something that makes me utterly disgusted. Either way, you're gonna have a good time. I can promise you that. Don't miss NBA in Stephen A's world. Now, excuse me. I gotta get back to Wilbon. He can't stay frozen for this long, or he gets cranky.
It's a special play-in edition of the NBA in Stephen A's world. Join Stephen A and some surprise celebrity guests on Wednesday tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern as the Bulls take on the Raptors, ESPN2 and ESPN+. Do not miss it. Now, welcome back to the NBA Today presented by American Express. It's time for the moment that you have all been waiting for. We will have the debate to end all debates, where all of your most pressing questions headed into the postseason will be answered. In one corner, we have the man who puts the heavy in heavyweights, the one, the only, Kendrick Perkins, ladies and gentlemen. And in the other corner, we have a big man with a bigger mouth. Wait, there's something wrong with my teleprompter. This can't be right. My producer is telling me we also have Kendrick Perkins. Now, Malika, I know you've had enough time dealing with one Kendrick Perkins. I'm not sure I'm going to be in this segment with these two, but all I want to say is, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get ready to mumble!
All right. Well, for the sake of are you having a snack? For the sake of minimizing confusion.
I can't stand this show. I can't stand y'all.
You both Big Perk. We got Lil Perk, Big Perk, and we got Lil Perk, all right? Are we ready? Lil Perk, I'm going to start with you. What player do you think is under the most pressure heading into the playoffs?
I'm going to tell you this right now, okay? First of all, everybody recognizes me as Lil Perk. That is who I am. I am Lil Perk. That is who I am. That's who I'm going to always be. I'm going to say that who's under the most pressure in this playoffs, the most pressure is Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves is up for a new contract. Austin Reeves wants some money. And I don't know, and if I could be honest with you, I'm going to just keep it real, if the Lakers going to have it to give to them. They're not going to have it to give to him. Austin Reeves is one of the greatest players of all time. And I'll say it again. You got Austin Reeves, you got LeBron James, but Austin Reeves is the key. He's the key.
Big perk.
Austin Reeves. You know what? Some people may think that was a crazy take, but I'm okay with that. You know why? Because Austin Reeves has been getting a lot of praise. But I have to go with Jokic, okay? I have to go with Jokic. We've been talking about the Phoenix Suns and the Lakers and the defending champs, the Golden State Warriors. But when we talk about the Denver Nuggets, we're talking about a team that has had the best record in the Western Conference, that have the best record in the Western Conference. And when I look at Jokic and I look at the pieces that he have around him, I think the past two seasons, first round exits, like, he has to overcome that. We're talking about the two-time MVP. We're talking about a guy that has Jamal Murray back, a healthy Michael Porter Jr., pieces like Aaron Gordon, Bruce Brown, Caldwell Pope. They have everything and more. The pressure is on Jokic. He's on the clock.
All right, we got Austin Reeves and we got Nikola Jokic. Let's go to the next question. I'm going to start with you, Big Perk. You both have great beards, but who has the best beard remaining in the postseason?
The best beard with no Beijing, I have to give it to LeBron James. LeBron James, you know why? Because it's not like he's trying to get the enhancements or he's trying to get the Beijing. You can see the gray poking out, but he's still got it black. It's still full. James Harden got a beard, but it's a little rough around the edges. It's not a little rough. It's a lot rough around the edges. So I have to give the edge to LeBron James.
I agree to disagree, to agree again, and agree again and disagree with you. I will say this, okay? The best beard in the NBA right now is James Harden. James Harden has been wearing that beard for years. We don't know what's in the beard at this point. I saw a bird fly out the beard one game. It's bird in there. It's nachos. It's just stuff in that beard. And to be honest with you, the beard should be tested. I'm surprised the NBA hasn't tested the beard. I think they should test the beard. I think they should test the beard. And I'm going to leave it at that. And they should test the beard.
All right. Well, Lil Perk, what team is the most comedy to you right now? Are those Doritos?
Yeah. And when have we been allowed to eat on the show?
You've ate on the show so many times, you don't even remember, Big Perk. I've seen crumbs in your beard on several segments, if I could be honest with you.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's finish here. Let's finish here, please. The most debated of the debatable big debate questions. Lil Perk, who is the GOAT, in your opinion?
Okay. Now, I had to get this answer from my good friend, Mr. Lil Rel Howery, because he knows basketball. The GOAT, the greatest player of all time, the best to ever play the game of basketball, ever, 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 is Scottie Pippen.
The GOAT is Scottie Pippen.
You know what? Or to leave it at that. There's no reason for me to even put my input on who my GOAT is. If his GOAT is Scottie Pippen.
He wrote it in the book. He said it in the book. Scottie said it in the book.
Damn it, Scottie Pippen. Of course he's going to say it in his own book. I mean, damn. But we already know. First of all, you can't walk into NBA today with J's on your feet and say that Scottie Pippen is your GOAT.
First of all, I'm Lil Perk.
I know that.
Hold on. Hear me out, Perk. Hear me. I'm saying Scottie Pippen is the greatest of all time, okay? Because he wrote it in the book. And when you read something in the book, you believe the book. I believe the book, and I believe Scottie Pippen. Go.
That's it. That's the GOAT. That's the GOAT.
Okay. I need your gentlemen, I need your help with something before we go. 4 days we have until the playoffs technically start, but tonight is the play-in, and it's time for today's ratings breakdown presented by NBA 2K23. We look at the big man matchup. Richard did such a good job of breaking this down earlier. It is Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Davis. Do you like this little perk? We have Davis over Karl Anthony Towns here.
I definitely like that, but I'm going to tell you something real quick. 86 is too high for Karl Anthony Towns. He should be at 81. I said it.
Carry on. NBA Today will be back in 60 seconds.
NBA Today is presented by American Express. Don't live life without it.
What a setup by Chris Webber.
Oh, brother. Here's a steal. Sprewell down to a wide open Webber.
The countdown is on. The playoffs are 4 days away. But if the Pelicans are going to make it out of the play-in and into the playoffs, they're going to have to do it without Zion Williamson. He hasn't played since suffering a hamstring injury on January 2nd. He's listed as out for tomorrow's elimination game against the Thunder on ESPN. And moments ago, Zion, he spoke with reporters. Take a listen.
How close are you to feeling like you'll be ready to play?
I mean, physically, I'm fine. Now it's just a matter of feel like Zion. I know the atmosphere I'd be in based off like the playoff experience. So now it's just a matter of when I feel like Zion.
How frustrating was the setback?
It sucks. I don't know how else to say it. It just sucks. I love this game. I say it over and over. For those people that think that I just want to sit on the sideline just to sit over there, I don't know why people think that. But nah, it sucks. I just want to be playing basketball for real.
Our reporter covering the Pelicans, Andrew Lopez, is with us now. Andrew, you were just speaking with Zion. We saw you there in that shot. What was your takeaway from all that he had to say?
Yeah, right now it's basically that he doesn't feel like himself right now. As you just heard, he went on to mention he feels like he would be in his own head if he went out there on the court right now, knowing the magnitude of these games. And while it seems like, oh, if you have somebody out there like Zion, even at 80 or 90%, he could help you. But if he's not there mentally, it's not going to work. And he said, I know I would hesitate on moves. I know I would affect the team in a negative way, and I don't want to do that. So if we are going to see Zion again, as you mentioned, they would have to get out of the play-in tournament. And I asked him specifically, would you be able to go in a first-round series? And he said, well, if I feel like Zion, I'll go out there.
Andrew, thank you so much. That was concerning for me to hear as well as we bring in the rest of our panel to this discussion. Because when I am listening to Zion Perk and he is saying that he's hesitating on moves, that he's in his own head, we've seen that make players continue to slow down their recovery and to re-injure themselves. What do you think of this?
You know, it's a lot to unravel. But when I think about the Zion situation, you got to think about his history, right, of him being injured. And I think this comes a point where the leadership of the front office have to come to the table and actually figure things out with this young man. I mean, he's trying to figure things out himself. I understand where he's coming from, but at the end of the day, they have to figure out what's the best way to get him on the floor. I really don't have an answer for this, but to go to Griffin, the leadership.
Jalen?
It's not just that he's hurt, it's where he's hurt. And the one thing we love about Zion is his athleticism for a guy that's 6'8", but however, he's going to have to lose some pounds to get back out there to take pressure off his lower extremities, in particular that hamstring. So I think this is going to take a couple of weeks.
Gentlemen, thank you. And Lil Rel, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on NBA Today. We greatly appreciate it. The play-in games are tonight. I said that we were going to get your finals prediction at the very end. Who's your finals prediction?
I got the Heat versus the Grizzlies.
He's got the Heat versus the Grizzlies.
I respect that. Let me just say this. I have never been more happy to sit next to Perk in my entire life than I have been right now in this moment. Never in my life.
That's going to do it for us here on NBA Today.